Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
With Ashley Burgess. Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're talking today about what are you thinking about? What are you spending your time thinking about? Where is your mind at? You know, where is the thinking mind at? Where do you spend your thoughts? Where do you spend your time? And, you know, sometimes we get pretty deep in here on all kinds of different subject matters, and sometimes it's nice to step back a little bit and talk about something that really connects to everybody listening. So that we can all connect to a higher level of thought, so we can all be able to connect and understand what we're feeling, what we're thinking, and where we're going. And what I've realized is that nowadays, more than ever, because of the stress and anxiety that we deal with, because of the ever-changing media, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you something that happens to me on a constant basis. You know, wake up in the morning and, you know, you turn your phone on and there's like 7 or 10 different news stories that pop up, you know, and then those news stories change before you ever get to read them. There's other news stories, and then those change, and then those change, and then those change, and it's constant. It's constant. And if you're trying to keep up, well, you know what? If you're trying to keep up with the news, that's your only job. Okay? And you're probably not even doing it that well, because there's almost no ability to keep up with it because it's constant. And what I found is that many of us are overwhelmed. We're stressed out. We literally can't handle it because we're trying to take in all this information. We're trying to learn all this knowledge. We're trying to figure out what's going on in our world. We're trying to figure out what's going on here, there, and everywhere. And at the same time, we feel as though we're letting things slide. There's so much else happening. And think about what's all on your mind right now, especially, we can change it probably, right? So especially dealing with the whole concept of COVID and everything that we went through, which was so interesting because all that we went through was very valuable, but yet at the same time, we had to learn a lot about our situation. We had to learn a lot about what we were going through. We had a lot of worry. We constantly had media in our face. We constantly had other things happening. And it became something that literally, well, it just became bigger than life. It became like a juggernaut of things to deal with. It became a juggernaut of things to deal with. And so it's like, what are we thinking about? How much media is in our head? How many things are in our head that we can't actually put all into our mind at one time? Think about how often people text you. For goodness sakes, what if you're texting somebody constantly or somebody's constantly texting you? How much texting are you getting? How many comments are you getting? How much social media are you looking at? How much time are you spending wondering how other people think about you? How much time are you wondering about what's happening in our world? How much time are we thinking about other people? How much time are we thinking about our ex? How much time are we thinking about the other person in our life, our significant other, about our work, about our career, about future possibilities? What about worst case scenarios? Some of us are constantly thinking about worst case scenarios. The worst thing that could possibly happen. Oh my God, that would be horrible if that happened, but I'm going to really think about it a lot. You know, we don't realize that a lot of these things, one, we're focusing on, it's not creating value in our life. It's actually taking us off target. We realize that a lot of the things that we're focusing on as well are things that we can't really change. And I'm not saying that, you know, grassroots efforts and changes like this can't help things. I think there's a lot of things that can be done if we can band together and organize. It just takes time and effort. And if you're willing to do that, that's great. But also, what are the things that we're thinking about that we can't control? What are the things that we're thinking about with other people that we can't change? And I found that many of us are in a situation where we're trying to change someone or help someone or overcome a situation, but we feel like our hands are tied because unfortunately there's nothing we can do. And I found that the more mindful we can be outside of the thinking mind, the more power we have in our day-to-day life. And, you know, I realize, too, is that sometimes we have a toxic relationship that we're focusing on. And those toxic relationships can really, really challenge us. Because we're wondering, can I make this work? Will this change? Will this person get better? Will they augment their life? You know, we have those thoughts. You know, we have also thoughts of helping others, giving back. There's all these things that are going on. But what are we thinking about, and how can we use our time and effort to the best of our ability? Later on in the hour, Dan Nelson's going to join us, and I'm looking forward to his historic perspective, which is very cool. And I think he's going to be talking about some French Mormons actually crossing the plains, and that'll be an interesting story, always connected to the research he's done with clients or his own family going back into historical record. But, you know, when we think about it, it's interesting how I think nowadays more than ever, and I mean, you know, we can sit there and say that all the time. We say that nowadays more than ever, things are different on our planet. I think there was always stress, right? I think there was always stress, but I think things were different. And let's go there for a moment. You know, it's interesting when I look back at my childhood, you know, it was interesting how, you know, before you got, you know, I guess it was all the way up until probably high school, you know, you didn't have a cell phone. That wasn't something that you had. And it's interesting, I mean, you know, certain people did, obviously, it just depends on how much money you had, but, you know, it's interesting because we didn't get calls instantaneously. When you look at the news, we didn't have the news on our phones. You know, really, even back with computers, I mean, there was very little news. I mean, I think that there was like Yahoo News or something like that, but I mean, it wasn't like a lot of news. You know, the social media, I mean, I remember MySpace, obviously, and I'm sure that some of you can connect with MySpace, and you remember that. But before MySpace, there was nothing about you putting up pictures of yourself or putting up stuff of what you were doing. We didn't have the Instagrams, we didn't have the Snapchats, the Facebooks, the LinkedIn, you know, all that stuff, LinkedIn, whatever. We didn't have any of that. And it's interesting how a lot of that has taken up our brains. What about communication avenues? Avenues of communication, because I get overwhelmed by them after a while. I really honestly get underwhelmed by them, to be honest with you. Because you got people communicating, God bless, thank you for reaching out to me. But you, and I appreciate folks reaching out to me, and I'm sure you appreciate when people reach out to you. However, there's too many ways for people to reach out. You know, whether it's on Facebook Messenger or one of your Facebook Messengers or Twitter or Instagram Messenger or LinkedIn Messenger or I don't know what messenger. There's a million messengers besides the fact of text messaging and email. All of this stuff is overwhelming and bombarding after a while because there's so many messages in so little time. Not to mention our responsibility, our work responsibility. Some of us are working multiple jobs. What about the kiddos that you have? Some of you are raising children, putting kids through school. You dealt with the entire, you know, home, you know, school home at home and dealing with that constantly on a constant basis. That's crazy. Well, many of you are married, been in a long-term marriage. Marriage is also a responsibility, another responsibility on the plate. You know, how do we really analyze all this and how do we keep all this juggling in the air without falling apart? There's so many things that have to be done. There's so many incremental situations. There's so many moving parts. So how do we keep it going, keep ourselves focused, keep ourselves grounded? I don't know if I like that word at all. I always think of being grounded when you're a kid. You know what I'm saying? Grounded sucks. So keep yourself, like, leveled. How about leveled? Let's use leveled. Leveled. Yeah, let's use that. Leveled instead of grounded. So how do we keep ourselves leveled? How do we keep ourselves level-headed? How do we keep ourselves in the moment? How do we keep ourselves focusing on really what matters? You know, because I've realized that fear is also a driving force, right? Fear is this huge driving force that can really get us to do things that we don't need to be doing. It can get us that we don't need to be thinking. I mean, fear can really drag us down, and I mean drag, because they're not, but drag us down the rabbit hole. I mean, we're holding fear by the hand, and fear is running in front of us, and we're like, okay, let's run down this rabbit hole. I'm so scared. This is crazy. But at the same point, it's like that fear can really take us off target. The fear of loss, the fear of lack. right? That's one of the biggest fears that many of us have, right? I've recently talked to some folks that I work with, and they're, you know, one person said, yeah, I got this bill. I got this bill. It was deducted from my bank account, and it really triggered me. It triggered me to have fear. It triggered me to really get into that fear factor. And then I started thinking about my career. And then I started thinking about the lack thereof in my career. Then I started thinking of this and that and this and that. And how am I going to provide? And what about my marriage and this and that? And it goes down the rabbit hole. And that's a trigger. And some of these things can trigger us. Some of these thoughts that we have can trigger us. Some of social media, viewing of social media can trigger us. I mean, I can't tell you. I know that many people have been affected by it. When you get triggered by something you see on social media, maybe you see somebody going through a painful time that triggers you to remind you of your painful time. Maybe you see somebody going through what seems to be a very easy life. And it seems like they have everything at their fingertips. And it makes you get triggered into what you don't have. You know, there's so many different levels to what happens here. And then we begin to do the comparison. And then we begin to do the what-ifs. And I've realized that a lot of the things in our mind, quite honestly, are things that really can't help us whatsoever. I've also realized that the difference between the thinking mind and this mindful mind is that when we're in the thinking mind, the mind is always trying to figure out how to solve a problem. Even if there's not really a problem. Do you see what I'm saying? When I'm in the thinking mind, constantly analyzing a situation, haven't you ever been in a situation where something happens and you start analyzing it and analyzing it and analyzing it and analyzing it and it gets worse and worse and worse? I mean, it goes from bad to worse pretty quick, right? Because the brain is still saying, there's a problem, there's a problem, there's a problem. It's like we see something on social media. We see somebody with something that maybe we want, we'd like to have. And some of us are very conscientious about that. We're trying to not want what other people have, but we're thinking, you know, that would be nice. You know, and then we start going, how can I get that? And what's going to happen? And then we go down the travel down that road of, oh, this hasn't happened for me. We go down, I mean, there's all kinds of different rabbit holes that we go down. And so on today's show, I'm just wanting to analyze what we're thinking about. How do we pull ourselves back into where we need to be? When we find ourselves in a mental thought process that's not helping us, but really taking us off target, better yet, how do we reappropriate our mind in a way to really focus on the things that really matter? How do we do that? Because that can be very challenging, because think about it. Now, I've had it where I'm literally working all day, and I have like a 20-minute break. And I'm getting all these texts and I can't even get to those. And then you got your emails, right? You can't even get to those. And then, you know, maybe, you know, you see something. I mean, like there's no time, it seems like. And it seems like things keep piling up and piling up. So how do you prioritize what needs to be done? How do we begin to prioritize first off, right? And then how do we know what has value? You know, because we have to think about it. What really inspires us? What can inspire us? What can literally ignite us? Right? What can help us? All of these things are very interesting and instrumental to our lives. And once we figure out a lot of this, we can begin to kind of reprogram and reflect on what we need to help ourselves and to help our direction. So stay tuned when I return. I'll be talking more about where is our mind, what are we thinking, what are we doing, how to make those changes, how to stop the deflection, how to be more mindful, and how to really stop trying to solve problems that don't exist. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Back this time in 2 Shakes.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get in here.
Get in here.
You're listening.
You're listening
with Ashley Burgess. Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're examining what are we thinking about, and is what we're thinking about, and are the things that we're thinking about, are they to the best of our ability? Are they helping us to prioritize our life? Are they helping us to inspire, to ignite, and to help us? And one of my favorite quotes by me at some point that I came up with this a while back is not what everyone else is doing, it's what you're doing. It's not about what everyone else is doing. See, that's one of the problems in our society today, and it's one of the issues we all have to some degree. And there's a few of you that have really jumped out of the matrix, but at the same point in time, most people haven't. And what I mean by that is that it's not what everybody else is doing. You know, some people say, well, you should be married. You should have children. You should have this. You should have that. You should be doing this with your life. You should be doing that with your life. And it's interesting how people can come up with all these things that you need to be doing. It's also interesting how we can beat ourselves down for not doing what everybody else is doing. Or feeling as though our life is not as valuable because we're not doing this or we're not doing that or we don't have 5 kids or whatever else it is. And it's interesting to me because I feel like all these things start playing a role in our mind where we get fixated on things that we can't control, We get fixated on things about us that we feel incomplete about. We get fixated on things that we feel bad about. We begin to judge ourselves based on things that we haven't done or things that we think we should do or think that society says we should. I mean, if you're a person that's single and all your friends are married with children, I mean, it's hard to keep it, you know, it's hard to keep leveled, right? Not grounded. It's hard to keep leveled when that's happening because there's so much of a stereotype. There's so much of, you know, the way that things are. There's so much of how you should be versus who you are as an individual. And I find that that's one of the biggest things. If you really take apart a lot of it, if you look at social media, it's us comparing ourselves to other people. It's us comparing our successes or failures to others or our lifestyle or who we are living with or who we're not living with. I mean, all of it is like a big petri dish. And all of it is like literally like comparing. And I think that the more we compare, the more pain we have. But it's almost human nature because we feel compelled to fit in. We feel compelled. And it's like when we're doing stuff that's just us, what we love to do, who we are, it's like we somehow or not need to wrap our brain around the prioritization of that and try to keep out that naysaying, try to keep out the negative influence, try to keep out the worst case scenarios or the fear possibilities of the future. And I've realized that one of the things that we can begin to do is to really be aware of how much engagement we're doing in things that don't aid and abet in our clarity and things that don't aid and abet in our inspiration. I found that media that does not inspire, media that underwhelms, media that makes me question things of the very fabric, and not in a good way either, is not something that's going to better me. It's not something that's going to make me a better person. It's not something that's going to influence me in a way that's going to empower me. And that's what I'm suggesting is that we really need to get on a crusade of empowerment. We need to think about what empowers you, what connects with you at the soul level, what connects to you and really just, you know, resonates with your highest frequency, and start figuring out what that is. And start doing more and connecting more and possessing more and being around more of that. And that's what we hope to do here on Live Your True Life Perspectives, is to help ignite that, right? That's what it's about. It's not about underwhelming people. It's not about overwhelming. It's about just clarity, understanding, and opening doors to the thought processes to make us more empowered, more relevant, and more aware of what impacts us. Stay tuned. We'll be talking more about this. Dan's going to join us. We got a lot more tips and tricks on how to help you and how to really put things in perspective. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in two shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's passed away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of George Floyd wants Congress to pass a package of police reform bills. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has already begun working on it. In Minneapolis, former officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced on Friday after being convicted of murdering George Floyd earlier this year.
22 and a half years is not enough. We were served a life sentence. We can't get George back. Gianna can't hug George again.
George Floyd's nephew, Brandon Williams.
In South Florida, a fire burning underneath a collapsed condominium complex is hampering the search for survivors.
It's extremely difficult to locate the source of the fire, and so they've been working around the clock.
Surfside, Florida Mayor Daniela Levine Cava. 159 people have been reported missing. 4 people have been found dead. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley. Here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about mindshare, about the thinking mind, about how we can really prioritize what's going on, really focus on what we want, and try to edge out these thoughts of who we should be. I've realized that throughout our life it's tough because we're told constantly who we should be, what we should stand for, what our life should look like, who we are, and the list goes on. And it can be hard being very independent in thought because there's a lot of folks around you who, you know, well, they're doing their thing. Perhaps it's tough. Maybe you're one of the only single people in a group of a bunch of married folks. Maybe you're one of the only people you know that doesn't have children. You know, there's a lot of different things about it, you know, and it's like when you look at the different levels of thought and you look at the different levels of who we're supposed to be, it's hard because we have to be careful of any sort of intake of media or impressions or mindshare that we're allowing to, well, basically convince us to be a certain way or that we should be a certain way or better. In a sad way is that it can actually make us feel bad about our choices. Or we can feel ashamed, or we can feel sad, or we can feel like we've missed the boat. You know, I can't tell you how many people I've worked with who don't have children, and they really think that they've missed the boat. I can't tell you how many people that I've worked with that have a lot of children, but weren't able to have a career, and they think that they missed the boat. I can't tell you how many people have been divorced multiple times, and they think that they've really screwed up. I can't tell you how many people I've worked with that have never been married that think that they've missed the boat. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I find that a lot of our mind share is stuck on these things that, well, one, we can't change, and two, we really just don't need to change. But because we've been programmed and conditioned to believe certain things, we constantly feel out of sync with ourselves or out of sync with the universe or out of sync with whatever, society, civilization. And I think that we got to kind of figure out where that's coming from. I think we have to figure out who are we and what do we stand for. And that's one of the things that we can do first off is we can create and really connect with what our core values are. What are our values? What matters to you most? What matters to you most? And I want you to sit back and really analyze this. Because I think that if you really look at the concept of core values and you understand where and what needs to be looked at, we have to begin to understand what really matters to us. Some of you might say, hey, one of my core values is career. And I don't even value family. Some of you can say, I value family more than anything else. You know, it's interesting. You know, some of you might value, you know, children. Some of you might value the pride of work. You know, it's very interesting. And it's like it's not until we really get right with what really matters in our life do we realize that sometimes we can be putting burdens upon ourselves that doesn't even need to be placed. And I've realized that if you start looking at your core values, whether maybe it's personal development, maybe you're really working to really learn about you, to open up all lines of communication with yourself, to really understand you, to connect on all levels, and that takes precedence over all things. Well, if that takes precedence, then that takes precedence. You might be, you know, the spiritual millionaire. Why does it matter if you don't have a certain title at work? You see, we can't do everything. So we got to pick and choose what we want to do. And I don't like it when people say, I want to pick and choose my battles. Why does it always have to be a battle? Why? It's not really a battle. We just need to pick and choose what matters to us. We need to pick and choose what's important to us. We need to pick and choose the importance of where we are and get to understand what that means. Because we can't do everything. We probably can't have all of it. And I know that that sounds harsh too, but we can't do it all well. Okay, you can have all of it. But you can't do it all well. And because it takes a lot to do all these things. You know, whether you're going through school or you're running a business or you're working or you have children or whatever it is, there's a lot of things that are going on. And all the bombardment from the outside noise, just trying to keep that to a minimum is hard enough. And trying to challenge yourself to watch and listen to things that uplift you, build you up, not break you down. Listen to things that inspire you. That don't take away from you. Listen to things that aren't nonsense and aren't shallow, but things that actually do have value. These are the ways that we get there. These are the ways that we help ourselves. You know, it's like the concept of when people talk about ideas. Like talking about ideas is a lot bigger and more expansive than talking about other people. Isn't it interesting too? And I've gossiped before. Come on. I'm not throwing stones here. But the thing that I've realized is that when we gossip, it's kind of a low vibration. And nothing comes out of it. Like nothing. Like absolutely nothing comes out of it. And I've realized that when we talk about ideas and we join together, I mean, it's not all about talking. It's about doing. But we can come together in a way that we connect with each other, resonate with each other on a higher level, talking about things that we can engage upon that's unique and can create synergy that can create some sort of lasting connection. I've realized that when we realize who we are, because it's not what everyone else is what we're doing. It's who we are. It's what we're being. And I've also realized that one of the things that you might want to take into consideration is the idea of being versus doing. I think that many of us have been sold a bill of goods here in this life that we're supposed to be doing all this stuff, but that our being has no value. Like the more we do, the more valuable we are. And I'm not sitting there saying we're just going to sit around and do nothing. But the fact that we're actually here just breathing has value as well. I mean, the same concept would be like if you're a bear in the woods But you're not doing anything. Does the bear have value? Does the ants have value? Don't we have value just by being? And I think sometimes we lose sight of that. I don't think some of us have ever even been taught that, because our family never knew that we had value just on its own, just on our own merit of just being. And those are the things that I want you to kind of think and contemplate, because we have to, like, open up our mind, but we need to open up our mind to the right opening of mind information, the things that actually allow us to create things within our own mind and within our own heart. We also have to minimize the things that aren't inherently helping us, and we have to be able to identify those things before we eliminate them, right? So it's like, what is it that I'm doing in my life on a daily basis that's really impacting me in a not-so-positive way? It might not be a full-on toxic negativity, but it might just be kind of just there. What is that? What are some things that I can stop doing or I can stop exposing myself to that can help me to really resonate with myself, help me to understand my value, but also give me time to just be? Because I realized, too, that many times we're too busy listening to a million things or doing a million things that we don't just sit there and do some journaling and allow ourselves to work on mindfulness, allow ourselves to work on seeing our inherent value within ourselves. And that can be some very powerful stuff when we allow it to be. And I feel like that's inherent. I feel like once we realize that, we are more powerful. We're more powerful to understand what we can do, what we can control, and what we really don't need in our life at that point anymore. So right now, when I return here at the last segment, I'll be giving us some tips and tricks on how to really do some of this, how to implement this, how to work on your core value list, and how to really analyze what you're doing in your life to analyze to say, hey, is this really something that helps me? Is this at my core value? Is this at my best and highest good? And if it's not, how do we eliminate it? And now it's time for Dan Nelson, our resident historian and genealogist. And Dan always finds some really interesting, amazing, historical, relevant information that's very hard to find and very interesting to listen to. Dan, great to have you here on Live Your True Life Perspectives.
Great to have you here, Ashley, to be able to share some of this with. This story today came up with because there's a guy here working on our house, and he happens to be an LDS member, and so I was talking about some of the stories I'd read on doing people's ancestry research about the Mormon converts coming across the plains. And we did conclude that him going camping in the Texas heat next weekend with eight kids in a tent might actually be a greater sacrifice than these folks make. But short of that, I thought I'd share some of these. So the interesting thing about this is when I started researching this family, it said they were from Jersey. And of course, I'm thinking New Jersey. And so I'm, checking it and researching it. And then finally, I realized it's the Isle of Jersey. Most people don't know about the Isle of Jersey or the Channel Islands, which are islands between France and England in the English Channel. And so most of the people there are French origin, even though England controls the islands. So these Mormon leaders went there to convert people to Mormonism, and they were successful. So this family, they were called the Henriots. A bunch of them came over. So the main subject is Henry Henriot. They're very creative with their naming there. And he'd married a gal that was English from an English island earlier. And apparently they got divorced, which is pretty rare in the 1850s, 1860s era. And she went and immigrated to Australia. So the mother of many of the children ended up in Australia having a family with another man. So maybe that contributed to him saying, hey, I'm going to start over and move off to America. So his father stayed behind and did not go because he had a mistress. So very French-like, as we think of it. Stayed behind with a mistress, but he sent his wife on. She eventually returned to the Isle of Jersey. So they head out. And the great thing about the LDS is they have collected. They went and interviewed all these people that had made the journey in their older age, and they shared things. And there's just amazing stories in there. One story I came across here was where this guy had said, oh, I've got $5,000, which is probably not a good thing to tell a bunch of strangers as you're crossing the plains. And so he was by these mountaineers. Some people said they were Danites, which were sort of like, not named after me, but Mormon vigilantes. And they cut the guy's throat and took his $5,000. And people were protesting against the murder, but not to the degree they probably should have. So that weighed on several of these people that witnessed it, that they should have, you know, stepped in and prevented this from happening. You know, and the guy had wife and kids and all this kind of stuff, but they just wanted his $5,000. There's another story here of a guy, and they all left from what was called Florence, Nebraska. Well, that's today would be Omaha. And this guy was knocked down by lightning and nearly crushed to death by baled wagon beds that were blown upon him during the terrible storm. But he got nursed back and got in shape and headed out on the journey. So imagine doing that before you go on one of these big journeys. Another story about a guy that they were on a trip across the plains, and they were stampeded by a herd of buffalo, estimated at 3,000 head. But they finally got the buffaloes turned before they destroyed all of them. And but their mules and cattle joined, some of their mules, some of their cattle joined the buffalo herd. So now you get away from the buffalo. Now you got to go to where the buffalo herd is to get your animals back. You never see that in any Western movies of, you know, the horses, the mules, the cows joining in with the buffalo. Like, hey, this is cool. Let's run across the plains. People suffered from mountain fever, and so you'd have, like, the leader of this group, he was end up laying in the back of the wagon and couldn't move, couldn't contribute. It wasn't like you said, well, I'll just leave you here at the hospital or in this town. There were no towns. There were no hospitals, so you had to just sort of keep going as you went across. Another story here about 200 Indians that came upon them, and they were on a warpath with another tribe. But fortunately, they had an interpreter, and all they wanted was food, so they gave them food, and they ended up leaving them alone. Another story here about how it took all day to cross the Platte River. So they camped to one side one night and camped on another side on the other night. And there's a story here about a gal that she fell asleep sitting up in the wagon and fell out of the wagon and got ran over by the wagon. So they stopped, buried her, you know, as a wife, and moved on. So it's just a very, you know, primitive way to get across. Some people had hand carts. They didn't even have wagons. They couldn't afford wagons. So they had a much tougher time and had to walk. It's a long ways to walk. I mean, everybody thinks, well, walking to the store, that was a mile. Well, try walking from Nebraska to Utah. And just a lot of, you know, real challenging things. People would die and they'd be upset because they couldn't get a coffin for the person to bury them in. So finally they got to Salt Lake, and sort of an irony in the story is the reason Henry was brought there, or according to Henry, was they wanted him to translate the Book of Mormon into French. Well, apparently he didn't think he was compensated fairly, so he left the church and moved to Nevada. The descendants of the family also, many of them left the church, some stayed with the church. But it was sort of ironic that he never did finish converting the Book of Mormon to French. So I don't know who finally did, but he did not finish that project. So that's sort of the story of Henry Ode.
That's amazing. Wow, I didn't even know all that happened. And that, you're right, it's like a mile to the grocery store. It's pretty far walking between those two states. Wow. That's a lot going on. That's interesting. What was the timeline on that?
1850s, 1860s, 1870s. I mean, most of the immigration took place, you know, sort of similar times to the Civil War and stuff, certainly before the Transcontinental Railroad was built, which occurred right as the war came to an end. So,
That's very interesting. And Dan's going to be back next week, and we're going to be talking more about our historical perspective. Stay tuned. We have more to share here in the future here, talking about the thinking mind, the mindful mind, and also ways that you can help yourself. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about the mind. What's in our mind? What are we thinking about? What's taking over our mind? What are some things that we can eliminate in our life that we don't need? And what are some things that we can actually focus more on our life that we do need? I mean, good questions, right? And I think that the first thing that we want to really analyze is our core values. We want to figure out, what do we value in our life? What are those core values that really mean something? And how am I living by those on a day-to-day basis? And how am I being swayed away from those as well? These are all big questions. And when we look at our core values, we don't just write down that value, go, oh, this is my value. It's about, why do you value that? What's the point of it? How do you actually attain that value? How do you make that a reality? How is it a deal breaker if somebody breaks that or goes against that or does something to that value in your life? You know, the second thing is to realize of any outdated programming that we are still being influenced by. Maybe being told that we need to be a certain way or have a certain job or career, look a certain way, have a certain family dynamic. All of these are interesting questions to really be thought about, because a lot of times we don't think about it. We've been brought up around certain family dynamics. We've been told certain things, and we don't realize that some of the things that we were told to believe in are not necessarily inherent to our belief system. I mean, we don't have to be a regurgitation, and I hope you're not a regurgitation of your family. That would be pretty sad. We don't want to be that. We want to be different, not different for the sake of being different, but just being individual for the sake of being ourselves. And it's really hard sometimes, because when we try to explore those things, it can be overwhelming to some of us, because the programming can feel like our truth, even though we really didn't get a chance to really analyze what our truth is. The next thing is to really check out any sort of outdated belief systems. Are there some things in your life that are outdated belief systems that are causing havoc in your life because it makes you question your reality? It's causing havoc because it's going against something that you're doing in your life. So there's an old belief system that's making you feel guilty about something you want in your life. right? I mean, like that's a problematic situation already. So if I'm feeling guilty about something that I want in my life based on an outdated belief system, what's easier to take out? The outdated belief system. And I think that's what's important. I mean, that's what I think is important and interesting, is that we sit there and look at what is outdated, what no longer serves me. Is there some thought that I have in my mind? Is there some sort of outdated belief system that I was taught that I'm supposed to believe that is supposed to give me value, but it doesn't? And these are things, they're kind of a deep conversation, I guess, but it's something that really resonates and really helps us to see who we truly are. You know, and last but not least, it's about really analyzing when we have some downtime, where do we put that downtime out? And I don't really like the word downtime. When we have time that's just for ourselves, what are we doing with that time? When we have the time for being, what are we doing with that time? How are we using that time to the best of our ability? How are we using that time to help us to explore ourselves, our who we are at our core, how to really see our value and how to experience our life and all the ways and facets that we should. Just questions. And I know some of these are providing answers and clarity, and some of this is actually causing probably more questions, but more questions always allow us to arrive eventually to a clearer, more focused answer that can help us to really inspire us. I hope that this show has helped you or connected with you, resonated with you at some level. If you want more information, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com. You can also check out our other website, the10daychallenge.com, the number 10daychallenge.com. Also, you can check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and just put in Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley Burgess. Always open-minded. No judgment, judgment-free zone. It's about help and guidance, clarity and understanding is all that Live Your True Life Perspectives has ever been about and will always be about. If you have any thoughts or comments or questions or some ideas for some upcoming shows, go to AshleyBurgess.com. Click on that contact page. Send me an email. We'll get back to you. And if we like your idea, we'll definitely give you not only credit, but we'll also do the show live. So have a wonderful day. I'm looking forward to hearing more about what you want to hear on this show. But in the meantime, being truthful, being honest to yourself, letting go of old programming and outdated belief systems that cause pain in our life so that we actually can be who we are guilt-free. Got a great show for you next week. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
It is interesting to see how the subjects on Ashley's True Life show and current events so often correlate with past events. As Ashley says, history often repeats itself. Our ancestors' genealogy research comes across great stories from the past that tie to families and our shared history regarding what happens in our country and our community. Ancestors' clients have had ancestors that were colonizers, explorers, founders of religions, gunslingers, kings and queens, knights, pirates, heroic soldiers, witches, and witch hunters. Let's find out who the characters are in your family tree. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's dancestorsgenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.